All right, good solid way to open the season. And I mean, I conveyed most of that to you yesterday. It was a good solid team effort. All three phases contributed, and it was great to see. It was a good start to the season, but just a start, and certainly a lot of work in front of us. Much to do, a big list of things we need to improve on in all three phases, and you know, we'll get busy at work with that. And obviously the process remains the same about, you know, how we attack things and, you know, the need to recover from that that game. You know, we had guys that played the whole game in some cases for the first time, and you know, certainly be some recovery needed throughout this week. And then the preparation leading up to the opportunity here at home against the Jets this weekend. Looking forward to that. So, questions?
Obviously, you got a million questions from the offseason from us about how the defense is going to be better, and they allow a touchdown drive, a bunch of third down conversions early. But what impressed you about the way they were able to really, you know, shut things down after that first drive?
Yeah, I think it was pretty solid throughout the day. I think a couple of those things that caused us to not be able to get off the field early, I thought we, you know, kind of settled in and did a little better with that later in the ball game. And as you saw, it was a lot more effective once you were able to make those plays and get off the field on those third downs. And so, you know, we had the one sack from Khalil where the ball came out. You know, we like to create turnovers. Neither team really turned it over, so it was even on the turnover battle. We're always looking for turnovers. We had that shot with Khalil that obviously got called back with the penalty on Bruce. But, you know, looking for turnovers, that's certainly going to be a key for us going forward. But I thought overall the effort, the urgency, the attention to detail was really strong.
Defensive tackles, improving that with the inside push.
Our defensive tackles.
Your defensive tackles in their play.
Yeah, I thought, you know, from the first snap, you know, Eddie was very strong in there. He's got a natural feel for pass rush and for being stout in there. So he got some real quality snaps in yesterday. And you know, we've seen Trayvon throughout the camp and preseason. You know, he's slippery in there, and he'll come free and give us some juice inside. So I thought, you know, Justin Jelly, you know, played well too. So the tackles were pretty solid for us yesterday.
You guys pretty much held them in check other than a couple from Mariota. Maybe.
Yeah, a couple quarterback deals got away. But, yeah, we kept the backs in check for the most part. And we knew that was a key going into that game. You know, they've got a big physical front. They do a nice job with their design, and we had to make sure we're on top of things.
We saw a lot of Markell on the running downs, a lot of Tyrell on the passing downs. How did you feel those two guys played?
Pretty well. Yeah, pretty solid. I think, you know, there are some opportunities to do a few things better, in particular, you know, in some of the passing situations. But the experience was outstanding, and we'll grow from that.
How important was for the run defense to get off to a, you know, strong start to, you know, to the season?
Well, I just think, you know, we're starting our season. It's time to go. I think, you know, put in a lot of work in the off season. Certainly knew we were going to start out with a good opponent that knew how to run it well, that had good backs, good linemen, good design, all that. So it was a good test. And, you know, each week there's a new test, new type of approach, new things that you have to game plan for. We'll get into that as we go. But I thought it was a good start.
You said last week you were interested to see what Marshawn is going to be able to do after the time off, especially that fourth quarter running it, get that field goal drive, run down the clock. Is that sort of what you envisioned when you guys signed him back?
Yes, and it was great to see. And I think, you know, even there, you know, there are things that we've got to do better. You know, I mean, it was good, not great. It was good, not great, you know. Again, you know, there are things to correct and do better as we go forward. There were definitely some bright spots, and having him in there with his physicality, you know, with our behind our offensive line, that's a good way to get after people to close it.
On that first and goal of the two, where probably a lot of people thought that you might go Marshawn, what did you think of going with the three straight pass plays to Cooper?
Yeah, I think one was a reaction to an all-out, and we had a matchup we liked and just didn't connect. you know, could have been maybe a little better ball, could have been maybe a little better catch. So I think both guys, you know, tried to take the blame for it. So that's what a good group of guys will do for each other. But, yeah, we, you know, we elected to approach it that way. You know, if we hit it, nobody's really talking about it. So yeah, we certainly had our chances right there.
Derek, looking back on the game Sunday, felt like he could have done a number of things better when you looked at some of his targets toward Amari specifically. There was a one when Marshawn was out wide and no defender was aligned there and he just wasn't able to connect there. What did you see looking back at the offense in terms of a good start, but a clear, you know, some work needing to be done to polish some things?
Sure, sure. That's like you would expect in a first game. I think it was a good, solid start. A lot of good, solid things occurred. You know, the operation, you know, lining up, executing the plays, understanding where you belong, playing together, playing through adversity, all those things very good. I think, you know, we're looking to improve each and every week. So I think there's clearly a laundry list of things that we need to do better. So, but a good place to start.
What did you see between Derek and Amari specifically? Just they weren't able to connect as consistently as I'm sure they will over the course of the year.
I'd say that's exactly right. You know, we'll work on them. They're two good players. We'll be fine.
Throughout the course of a year, you find plays that just mean more to a team than others, whether it's for a touchdown or just a big play. When you see Marshawn run over a guy like Jarrell Casey, even coming at, you know, you're trying to milk the clock, I get that, but at any point in the game, what does that kind of run do for just, you know, for the vibe of the team or just overall?
Probably gets the offensive lineman excited more than anything. I think, you know, for me, I'd like to see that guy be blocked in the first place. So I'm glad Marshawn was able to lower his pads and make it a positive run for us. But, you know, he brings a certain mentality. You know, he brings a certain toughness. So you know, we saw glimpses of that. Now, we're not looking for Marshawn to carry us or carry our team. We're looking for us to be a team, and he's a piece of it, and he's a part of it. And that's really the way we operate. But certainly is nice to see that, you know, he brings that hammer, you know, at the end of a ball game, the ability to close out.
Rotating in the third series, a reaction to something that happened with Marshall in the first couple series, or was that part of the plan going in?
Part of the plan. Our right tackles rotated early and then settled in, and Marshall played the rest of the afternoon. And then we rotated at right corner as well, you know, with TJ and Sean. And I thought, you know, overall, I thought they both played pretty well. That Sean in particular, you know, had a real good game. So it was good to see those guys settle in and play well.
Big play in the end zone with that pass defense. What did you see from him yesterday?
Carl, yeah, very, very active. Did a lot of nice things. I think he was our leading tackler yesterday. I thought overall as a defense we tackled well yesterday. You know, we spent a lot of time on fundamentals in camp. I think we had 3 missed tackles on the day. And that's good. You're playing good defense. You're tackling well, leveraging and tackling. And those things occurred with a high frequency yesterday.
Do you think you're done with that now? Did you see enough in the first game where you're moving forward now you won't be doing that? Or is that something you're going to probably?
No, I think we'll see how different things shake out. You know, I don't spend a lot of time talking about our own personnel to people outside of our group. But, you know, we'll rotate guys where we think it's smart to. And where we want to open up competition and let guys, you know, go for it there. So we'll do that where we think is appropriate.
Kickoff return, more than just one guy, takes 11. With that in mind, on Cordero's, what did you see on that long gainer?
I saw about 14, 15 yards after contact. He's a strong runner. He brought it out. I think the blocking was okay. We'll improve as we go. But, you know, he is certainly somebody that, you know, runs with a lot of force, a lot of speed, a lot of force. So, you know, we're excited about him, you know, having those opportunities as we go throughout the year.
A guy like Shalom, the first NFL snap of his career, to be that aware of something like that and be able to make you know, be in that position. How impressed are you with just the football acumen to be able to?
Yeah, the awareness. You know, we wanted to make our players aware of those types of things. Mike had a history of looking for those opportunities, so we were alert for that possibility going into it. And I was impressed with his poise. I thought he was able to not have the moment be too big, you know, sit there and make a heck of a play to get that ball recovered. And obviously set up a short field and we go right down and score. So that was a big way to start.
Jack, when did you know for sure that Sebastian wouldn't be available? Did his back start acting up on the flight to Nashville?
Saturday. Yeah, when we were going into meetings, he pulled me aside and said, I might be able to start, give you a kick or two, but I'm not going to be able to, do it. And he said he just didn't want to let the team down, and wanted to make sure he conveyed that to me, you know, in advance, so we'd be able to do something. So I appreciate him being honest, with himself and with us, and doing what's best for the team. It could have gone a different way, had a different ending, yesterday. So obviously it was a great story with Giorgio going in there and taking full advantage of his opportunity. But, part of it was Seabass caring enough about the team to not put himself out there where he knew he couldn't do his thing and produce for us. So that was good on both accounts.
Did he say it was the flight bothered him coming over there?
Didn't get into that. Just told me where he was. Yeah.
Giorgio's performance and just the way he was handle all that moment, the circumstances.
I think the biggest thing is just to do your job. I think he just focused on his job. He, didn't make it anything more than what it was. An opportunity to express himself and be himself and take all the training that he had and apply it and let the natural ability take over. All right.
Does he just kind of go through treatment? Just IR. Yeah. Does he just go through treatment? Does he have to see a specialist outside the area at all? Or?
I'm not the doctor involved. I'm sure the doctors and trainers will have a protocol set up for him to follow.